This is VLX number 31, Matthew chapter 6, just verse 10, the Our Father, part 2. God grant you his peace, and nomine Patris et Filii et Spiritus Sancti. Amen. God, our Lord, we ask the grace that all of our intentions, actions, and operations be directed purely to the service and praise of your divine majesty. In nomine Patris et Filii et Spiritus Sancti. Amen. Your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Thus are the words of the Holy Gospel. So in Matthew 6:10, let's look at these first three words, your kingdom come. Now in Latin we pray, adveniat regnum tuum. What does that word adveniat sound like? If you answer Advent, you are correct. So what are the two comings that we pray for at Advent? As most of you know, Christ coming as a baby and Christ coming in glory at the end of days. So in the method of St. Bruno, if you bring this to prayer, what I might suggest is that it could be very powerful to meditate just on that word adveniat, or adveniat regnum tuum. Or you might want to look at the Greek of that word, kingdom, which is basileia. I think sometimes we think of this kingdom of heaven as just amorphous. But listen to the Greek definition of basileia. Reign, rule, kingdom, to be made king. That's from Strong's Dictionary, basileia, reign, rule, kingdom, to be made king. So it's very real. The old Jesuit Father Lapide says it's basically a request that we humans obey God as much here on earth as the angels do in heaven. Father Lapide writes, quote, "We ought therefore to imitate the promptitude, swiftness, efficiency, and perfection of the angels in fulfilling the will of God," end quote. And the next few words, your will be done. This might be great to bring to prayer too. Fiat voluntas tua. Now you might recognize that word fiat from the very beginning of Genesis. Let there be light. Fiat lux. But it's immediately efficacious, not emotional or magical. Fiat in the Bible, again, is immediately efficacious, not something that happens later, and it's not just a magical or emotional feeling. When God says fiat, there is no delay. When God says fiat lux, let there be light, it's immediate. There's immediately light. And the Greek there also should remind you of Genesis, because the Greek there in place of fiat is genetheto. Let's talk about that word genetheto. It has the same root word as Genesis or generation. It comes from the Greek word ginomai, which means to give birth to. Ginomai means to be born, come about, to come into being. A manifestation implying motion, movement, or growth. Also to signify a change of condition, state, or place. That's from Strong's Dictionary, and Strong's Dictionary even notes that biblically that word ginomai means, quote, God's actions as emerging from eternity and coming into time, end quote. Very beautiful. God's actions as emerging from eternity and coming manifest in time. But what are we asking to ginomai? What are we asking to generate? What are we asking for the genesis of? God's will, which in Greek here is thelema sou. Thelema is will, su is yours. So think about it. Put all that together. When you pray the Our Father, you are asking God's will to be done in your life, not in a way where your will is done, but where God's will is done. And not so that God's will is done in a whimsical or nebulous way, but it means let the reality of God continue to be born directly into my life and into the life of the church, because his being, the being of God, already permeates my life as his will, because he's the very origin of everything seen and unseen in the universe. But now let me correspond to that will, and let the church, which is the kingdom, correspond to it perfectly, on earth as it is in heaven. Now that word uranu there in Greek literally means the blue heavens above you, not something spiritual, at least not in the original Greek. Probably the later pagans took it as spiritual, maybe where they had various deities. But the earth there, geis, it actually means dirt also. So it's comparing the skies to the dirt, Uranus to the geis. Now let's look at a couple more words in Greek. The word hos in Greek sounds and functions just as our word in English, as. Hos it is in heaven, as it is in heaven. And then we have that connecting word kai, which many beginning Greek students translate as and rightly so, but they often forget it can also mean also. So the Greek here is loosely saying, as your will is done above us in the heavens, so also here in the dirt. But in Greek, heavens, just like English also means the throne of God. So it's kind of like saying, as God's will is executed so perfectly in heaven by the angels surrounding the throne of the Blessed Trinity, so also, Kai, may God's will be done on earth in the same way by us men in the dirt, Gase. So the Our Father is first asking for that, not for me to get a new car or something. It's asking for God's will to be done as thoroughly on earth as it is in heaven. And since the kingdom of heaven is the Catholic Church, then the Our Father is praying that we in the Church be as obedient to God here on earth as rapidly and faithfully as the angels are in heaven. Now, when I say rapidly and faithfully, I don't mean that that means we have to live a scrupulous or even a frenetic life. But it does imply that God's will is currently not being done here on earth, at least since original sin started here, and it needs to start being done here on earth. And how does it begin? First, by Jesus' death and resurrection, but secondly, by us praying for it. And not just for a few pious people, but for everyone on the planet to start doing God's will. Timestamp, if you're just doing the method of St. Ignatius of Loyola, you might enjoy the first half of this and go back so you can apply this to the Our Father and what we're going to pray on imaginatively. Today, you're going to pray the Our Father, as you guessed, and I think maybe the most intimate environment that perhaps the Our Father was ever prayed at must have been Pentecost. Not sure they prayed it at the Last Supper, since Jesus always uses these words differently, my Father and our Father. So maybe it was prayed at the first Mass, but it was certainly prayed at the second Mass at Pentecost and probably numerous times before and after that second Mass ever offered, that second Mass in the cenacle of the upper room at Pentecost that tradition tells us St. Peter offered with Mary there and all the apostles. So there on Mount Sion, south of the Temple Mount there in Jerusalem, still there is the upper room, also known as the cenacle. Many, many things in the Old Testament and the New Testament happened right there in the Old City. But I'm going to mention three things that happened there on Mount Zion. First, King David was buried there. Secondly, Jesus offered the first Mass there. We call that the Last Supper. And three, St. Peter offered the second Mass there at the time of Pentecost with Mary and the apostles there. So right there on Mount Zion, three things happened. King David's buried there. Two, Jesus offered the first Mass there. And three, St. Peter offered the second Mass there. You are going to pray the Our Father, perhaps not at the Mass, even though it was certainly prayed there, but still at Pentecost with St. Peter leading that Our Father. And Mary's there at his side with all of the apostles. And in the imaginative way of prayer of St. Ignatius of Loyola or St. Teresa of Avila, I'm going to suggest that you place yourself in the cenacle of love, that cenacle of union with God, that cenacle of bonds of charity of the Blessed Trinity, and you're there praying the Our Father with St. Peter, who leads that prayer, and Mary, who's at his side, and all of the apostles surrounding you. How would Mary and Peter pray the Our Father? Probably with so much love and devotion. They would not rush through it. They would go slowly, but still not so slow that it would have been sloppy. So again, place yourself between St. Peter and St. Mary, the Mother of God, there at Pentecost in the cenacle with all of the other apostles around you. And please say the Our Father with them, with so much love and devotion in that upper room, there on Mount Zion, above the tomb of King David. Please tell your friends about this series and subscribe on YouTube and or rate me on Apple. And as always, please, please say an Our Father for me. Et benedictio Dei omnipotentis, Patris et Filii et Spiritus Sancti, descendat super vos et maniat semper. Amen.